Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. And that was from the song Blind, which was incorporated. And I want to thank my illustrious friends, Masonic Temple, and from their album Follow Me. And by the way, they will be coming in town. They are expected to arrive sometime in late December, January, and I will keep you all posted. Of course, this is Andrew Fetter, When Pigs Fly. And, of course, by the way, check them out if you got myspace.com/MASTEM, Masonic Temple. And God, it's sort of weird day today, sort of like a little hazy today. Gives you that like wiry eye thingy. But I do want to get a couple of things off my chest. But before I do, I feel very honored, besides having my guest today, and of course my past guest, I have lined up two special guests. So get your calendar, circle it. On October 9th, that's next Friday, you do not want to miss this. I will have Ruby Freeman of Ruby Freeman and Orchestra. She's going to be on my show, and everybody anticipates to be like the next Janis Joplin, if you want to, I don't like to compare, but people sometimes do compare. She busts out houses here from Stock and Barrel out here in Los Angeles, and I just feel honored to have her on for this exclusive interview. And for those who will be out in the Los Angeles area during October 17th, she will be playing and singing with her band at Blessed Sacrament, 6657 W Sunset at Los Angeles. And that's at 8:30 p.m. And you also can check out her website at www.ubifreeman. And I believe it's posted on the front headlines. So she has two websites there, including her MySpace. If you want to check out her music, you'll definitely fall in love. Everybody seems to do, including myself. Now, on October 16th, I had a very special guest. He is a real contactee of UFOs and ETs. I had him on my show. You can check out in the past archives on February 27th of this year. You can listen to our little conversation. He is coming back again on, like I said, the 16th. That's 2 weeks from today. And he is going to elaborate more about his contactee and the information. I know from recent past that many cynics have come out to look at what he has been flying around his place, yet, or they, or the Orions. I like to use they. And rather surprised. And head home with her basically the tail between the legs. So, anyway, that's on October 16th. You definitely want to hear that. And, of course, I will have some very other several guests down the line. I will, when I get them locked down on dates, I will tell you, including California Girls, we're going to be coming. I'm going to listen to that, have them on, and hopefully we can do a live, maybe a studio thing with them. We'll see. Now, I'm also, for those of you who are going to be in the Las Vegas area on October 17th, I am going to be at the Borders doing my signing event for The Heretic at Town Square Mall on the Strip. That's 6521 South Las Vegas. I'm going to be there, that's a Saturday, from 1 p.m. through 5 p.m. And I feel also honored on October 24th, it'd be at Barnes Noble in the Summerlin part of Las Vegas. Again, that's the 24th, Saturday at 1 p.m. through 5 p.m. And that is in Barnes Noble at 8915 West Charleston's. I believe that's at the Crossroads Commons Mall. And again, that's on the west side of Las Vegas. Now, before I get into some things, I've been receiving a lot of emails about the recent things happening in the Philippines and tsunami in Samoa, an earthquake, and people were really rather surprised from visions I had back in September 4th and how they sort of correlate and whatever. You know, like I said, those are not from me. I'm just basically the vessel passing on that information and what I see, and that's what they are. But I think they're, unfortunately, they're going to be, I think, more extenuating events coming through 2010 as well. And I want to say to all of the family and loved ones who are deeply affected from the recent floods in the Philippines, the tsunami in Samoa, the earthquake in Indonesia, my heart goes out to you with thoughts and prayers. I mean, God be with you. And but I had, regarding these events, received emails also that elaborated, and I had seen somebody who is actually well known recently post on his website two verbatim, which rather surprised me, on my show that I disclosed on when pigs fly on September 4th. And, you know, it just surprised me who it came from. And, you know, it goes to something about integrity. And, you know, if you don't got any, I don't care what kind of, you know, integrity is the backbone of spirituality. I don't want to get into it because I have a very special guest coming on. But if you don't have any integrity, I don't care what kind of meditations, what kind of chants, what kind of incense you do, and whatever, you know, spiels you're going to say or get out there and do your Sermon on the Mounts, it doesn't mean dilly crap. You're basically full of shit and you're pure bullshit. It's absolutely zero. It's nothing if you don't got any integrity. It just takes away everything. And all I can say out there, it's all about respect. You know, I'm not saying, somebody said, well, isn't this information sort of free? I says, it is. It's, but there is an acknowledgement of where the source comes from. I don't expect it. It's just out of respect. I personally try to, whenever, like, I use the word thoughts or things, I always mention that comes from Janae St. Clair, who is my teacher. Or if I say something, it's from the Moa or somebody else. I read something. I've had poetry or writings. At the bottom, I will say at the end, this is written by so-and-so. And that's even the posting I would receive, and I had to find out who actually wrote that and acknowledge it. Because I feel there's a point of integrity for whoever writes it or creates it, giving them respect. Even though the vessel of information is through them, it's due course. It's part of them, and it should be acknowledged to that. So it just rather surprised me, this person who is very well known plagiarized this material and spewed it out as if it was his own ownership of it, which just tells you a little bit about his own ego. And when I brought this up to my producer, just in fact yesterday, a couple of days ago, I found out, and I was rather surprised, that this person who is very well known has done this to many, many people, including several hosts on this BBS radio, as well as other very famous people and people who are not so famous, but he's actually using this material. So that's all I have to say about this. His lack of integrity will just basically be his own karma, and alas, and that's all I'll say upon the subject. And he knows very well what I'm talking about. I know he'll probably be listening in to my shows, apparently, because that's what he likes to listen and copy. And the universe knows even better. So that's all I have to say about that. But anyways, on all my past and recent guests, and I've had very fascinating guests, I must say, and a plethora of information from them. Of course, me spilling out my beans and rants and raves, do check. Of course, it's always from my mind, my heart, my soul. So do please check them out. Please give me a holler what you think and what's on your mind and any comments. Send them to my email address, flyingpigs@artlover.com. Or if you got a MySpace account, at myspace.com/jumping in the water here, Andrew Fetter. Now, I have a very, very special guest. I have her on pretty much every 3 months, whether it's a solstice, now it's the equinox. She is a very esteemed astrologist, who was intuitive. What's fascinating is if you go back through, and I'll give you the dates, you can check out her the shows I had, you can go through yourself, but just for you know, everything's been highly accurate. I mean, the very first one I ever had her do was back in September 20th, 2007. Check that out, where she talks about Obama and Thompson, who are being the most likely of the two, one of the two who will make it being becoming, as far as the charts are showing, becoming a president. Of course, Thompson dropped out. Obama was, of course, in there, and who became president. What really blows me away is if you listen how she points out Edwards was screwing around, and now she's Canadian, so she had and she had no clue what any of those candidates were. This is back in 2007. Check out also her the love charts, other things. And I remember on November 21st, 2008, she had foreseen in her analysis of though we knew that we were going starting into an economic turndown, she said that is nothing to what we're going to see, and it turns out it's true. The amount of people losing their jobs, the questioning of corporations falling apart, the banking systems, everything is being questioned now, which is quite fascinating, and yet things are still being disclosed. So, she was also on my show on February 13th and June 19th as well. And do please check all those shows out. A lot of information there. You'll find them correlating. And anytime you've missed any information on this show, it will be up to in the archive, so if you don't have your pen or pencil or recorder or whatever, you can always listen in and recheck what's going on for the next few months. And with that, I want to thank and feel very honored again to have Carrie Fezza on my show. How are you doing, Carrie?
I'm good, and thank you for having me on the show. I look forward to doing this.
Seems like a three-month date. I hope your husband's not jealous.
No, he's fine with that. He likes it when I work. Anytime I have an opportunity to promote myself, he encourages it, even though he doesn't always know what the heck I'm talking about. But you do, and, you know, boy, I was going over my I wrote this report last week when we had the Equinox, and I was just going over my information again today to see what I had written, and I left out something really important. So as you were calling me, we were getting set up for the show, I was back in there editing my article a little bit, and you can read my article on the autumn equinox in its entirety on my website at zodiacbuzz.com. It's all updated now, and it'll get into more of the specifics. I won't bore your guests with all the technicalities in case they don't understand astrology, because it's really like speaking a different language. But for those of you that do know astrology and want to know how I came to my conclusions, that's all included in the article on my website. But your show is always full of surprises, so you're welcome to ask me any questions, and I'll answer them the best I can.
Well, what's your analysis for the next few three months? Basically, let's just put it. I know the equinox started obviously in the 21st, but what do you see within like October, November, December, if you want to call it that, heading into the end of the year?
Well, I just look at the chart itself as a whole for the day of the equinox. It's like almost like a birth chart. So I chart the planets for that day and do my forecasting from that moment when the sun enters Libra. Because when the sun enters Libra, that begins the autumnal equinox. And as you said when I was on your show, and I'd been predicting this for a long time, when Pluto entered the sign of Capricorn last November, that it was going to be the downfall of corporate America. And it wasn't going to happen overnight because Pluto's the planet that's most farthest away from the Earth. So it takes a long time to transit a sign. It's a very deep and intense planet, so its effects aren't always felt immediately. It's kind of can be like a slow burn, but it always erupts. It was discovered at the same time nuclear energy was, around that time. And it really has that energy as a planet giving those effects on Earth. It annihilates things, Pluto, and it rebuilds out of the ashes. And Capricorn, to me, represents corporate America. Like you were saying, all the big banks, the car companies. And Pluto going into that sign is going to annihilate that. It happened a lot faster and more rapidly than I would have thought, because I'm thinking back to even a year ago, Andy, the economy wasn't that bad. It was going down, but once Pluto entered Capricorn, the bottom kind of fell out. And it did kind of coincide with our new president, but we can't blame everything on him because he was handed a set of circumstances to deal with. And whether or not you feel he's dealing with it or not, I guess is a matter of public opinion. But because Pluto has entered the sign of Capricorn, it's in a very early degree. It's facilitating between 0 and 4 degrees, I believe, this year because it moves so slowly. It's going to affect all the equinox charts and all the solstice charts. So it's not just a big player in the fact that it's in Capricorn. It's a big player in that it's going to be a powerful effect on us for a long time. So even though we think we're in a hard times, I still think we have yet to hit rock bottom. And we are going to have to hit rock bottom and rebuild ourselves out of the ashes. We will be a totally different country, a totally different corporation as a nation as a result. But this transformation will take effect over a long, long period of time.
So what's a long period of time, like a year, 2 years?
No, 10 years. Let me just see how long Pluto is in Capricorn. I believe it's, you know, it's actually, because of its irregular orbit, it's spending less time in the signs, but it's still there for a very long time. Pluto remains in Capricorn until 2023. So, you know, everybody thinks, a lot of people think the world's going to end in 2012 anyway, so maybe it's not such a big deal. I don't put a lot of stock in that. That's a whole other show. But you're seeing, I think it's necessary. We got to a point where we were advancing so fast, you know, just the technology that's come along within the past 10 years, what you can cram into the tiny little space of a cell phone is amazing. And sometimes you have to get tore down and start from the bottom just to put everything in perspective. And I think that's what's happening now. I don't think we've seen the absolute bottom of the real estate market. That is going to be an ongoing issue, I'd say, for at least the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 3 months, though, you're just going to start, you're going to feel these effects more intense, more intense, more intense. And I don't think you can blame anything on the current president.
Do you think that's going to be over, because it seems, this is just my feeling, is it feels like there's going to be some areas going in really dumpers and others are going to be more stagnant. They're not going to make it go better, but they're certainly not going to go worse. It just feels like certain areas are going to be drastically more affected than others. I mean, this is, of course, an obvious generalization, but it just seems like, you know, for some reason, it may be just where every city, every area, because then they themselves are, I guess, lined up a different way if you want to look at on the zodiac themselves individually. Would that be the case? Because it seems like I know it's differences in just different areas, so I'm just wondering if that's because they're lined up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think what you're going to see is the war in Iraq, Iran, the Middle East. That's going to continue, but it's going to be put more on the back burner. It's not going to be the forefront of the nightly news. It's just an ongoing thing, and you're going to sort of see it fade to the background where we know it's there, it's ongoing. But it's
what about the situation? What about, sorry to interrupt you, but what about the situation with Iran then?
Anything overseas, this chart for the next 3 months does not factor in anything heavily from overseas. The most important thing I should say with this chart, it's all about us right now. It's all about self-reliance, working internally. Everything, Iran, Iraq, anything overseas, Middle East, is all going to be put kind of on the back burner. You're not going to hear a lot about it. It's going on. It's not really, I don't want to downplay its importance, but it's not going to be the main focus, let's just say.
It's basically fix your own house before you run around trying to fix everybody else's house, basically.
Yeah, it's just there. It's ongoing.
Well, it's basically, it's like basically say, hey, you know, you got to, don't tell everybody else what to do until you fix your own house, basically. And we got to look at our own selves and get down to what's real. And then, because it seems like, you know, one reason, I mean, it seems like it's, a lot of stuff is being pulled down, and usually when things are taken away materialize-wise, is to get people to realize that's not the most important thing, you know, to get back to what's really important. So do you see in the chart, is that part of it, that people are going to have to start learning to realize we're more, because people got too narcissistic since the 80s, and it seems like we're returning back to the, and I don't want to say the kumbaya, this, you know, what do they call that era, the era of age of Aquarius thing. But it seems like we're pitting to that again, you know.
Well, it's interesting because there's a lot of, I always said there was a lot of similarities between the election of this president and President Kennedy. There's a planetary configuration that is repeating itself, the Saturn-Uranus opposition. The last time Uranus opposed Saturn was in the mid-60s, exactly in that time period. They were just, and they were in the same, they were in the reverse signs. It's, they still factored in the signs of Pisces and Virgo, but now they've switched signs and are opposing each other for the first time in 40-some odd years. So that's very true. You do see remnants of that area. It's a time to focus on ourselves. What sort of stood out to me is there's going to hear a lot more about the healthcare issue.
Mm-hmm.
What we're putting on is a very optimistic front. We're going to, because things are so bad, and I don't want to be a doomsayer. I don't want people to associate me with the girl that comes out and says all doom and gloom, but really, things are going to get worse before they get better. We're heading into a period that our generation has never really experienced. Our parents had World War II and the Korean War. The children of this generation have this ongoing war overseas. Ours was a generation that really didn't have to deal with any major adversity. So this is a big wake-up call for a lot of us. Our parents dealt with the Great Depression and World War II, and some even World War I. So we're the first generation that's really experienced any kind of major adversity. With this going on, I think what's going to be, it's going to encourage our resolve to take action. You're going to see a lot of, like, America is naturally an optimistic country anyway. We always look prosperous. We feel prosperous. We probably say, you know, in other nations' eyes, we tend to see ourselves as better than we are, but it's better to think positive and think grand, because that is in fact what you will create, and we're going to very much be putting that face forward. We're a nation that fights back. We're a nation that resurrects. We're weebles. We wobble. We don't fall down, and that's what you're going to hear a lot of in the news, and that's going to, or within the government, and that's going to directly tie in with the healthcare reform and the economy. And one of the things that jumps out to me is you say some things will be more prominent than others is the healthcare debate. And I think you might actually see alternative health care finally get its due. And that's what I put in my article today that I can't believe.
What do you mean alternative? Are you talking like public option?
No, I'm talking about, chiropractic for one.
So you're talking about alternative alternatives prevent, you know, like holistic, acupuncture, chiropractor,
homeopathic medicine,
medicine.
You might finally see that get its due, because right now, again, with all the pharmaceutical companies creating all these wonderful new drugs, all we're doing is treating symptoms. We're not curing them, and that is all part of corporate America. You're going to see the downfall of that eventually, because people aren't getting well. People aren't being forced to transform their lifestyles. You can still eat like a pig. You don't have to exercise, but we've invented a new pill that'll help your symptoms go away. That's not going to wash for much longer. People are going to have to take responsibility for their own health, and that plays largely into alternative health care.
And changing their life and changing their lifestyle.
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, if you're familiar with Louise Hayes and all that, a lot of physical symptoms are related to psychological factors, and that really shows up very prominently in this chart. And I'm glad I have the opportunity to go on your show, because I wasn't able to get into this kind of depth in my article. But you're going to see, I think, that become very prominent there. Doctors that actually take the time to consult with the patients and find out what their lifestyle is, what kind of stress factors they have, and work with a program with not just vitamins, but things of alternative nature to not just cure what you have, but to overall improve your health. And I think that's going to be one of the very positive fallouts of this whole healthcare debate. As far as the healthcare reform goes, I think we're going to get that passed, but it's going to be to our detriment in some way. It might look good on the surface.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to I personally think they're going to get and as I've been saying, I think they're going to get the public option out there, but for some reason it's going to be a way so that the option is almost like sort of what the Congress has in a way, and eventually, but it's guess who's still going to benefit from it, is going to be, they're going to be purchasing it from the insurance carrier, so it's still going to be sort of the same thing, because that's what the model, that's what the public option is really, that's what the Congress has. They basically group together and they group pies from the private industry. And the only reason why they're saying is because then it reduces the cost, but guess who still benefits it, you know? And then the taxes that are paid and the money, they can still get subsidized. And so I personally think there's a gamesmanship going on between in Congress to make it like the Republicans, oh, we don't like it, and then the Democrats, we don't want this, and it's a game, and I think they're just going to end up doing what we think is good, but it's the only thing is it's going to get everybody on health care for sure. It just... they're going to end up making more money on the long end anyway.
It'll look good on the surface.
Yeah,
but
and it's basically so candy to the public. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll see that over the next couple of years that it will ultimately be our undoing. Whatever is created, like back at the end of World War II, was it when they created the New Deal and the welfare system? It was meant to help, but ultimately that got grossly abused, and it isn't. I don't know the correct way to say it.
I know you're saying
because
then you're going
to
have people who can sit there like, and I'm not saying anything negative toward doctors or anything or medical providers, but then like any the problem, they won't have any checks is there where somebody can come in for a doctor and the doctor has one appointment and then he charges three or four different things and doesn't even do that to the government health care. And he's gonna bank it, and then you know there's gonna be some they're gonna bank it some they'll manipulate it, you know, there's always, if people look for things they're gonna start doing negative things, so but
it's
do
gonna
you
look
think,
good on the surface, but ultimately it'll be an undoing. And who I saw suffering,
that's like the that's what the welfare was, and you know, helping people who are on welfare, but then there are people who are just won't get off their say their ass and go to work, and they'll just have 400 kids from different fathers, and then expect somebody else to pay for the bill, you know, and then God forbid if they have an abortion, because that'd be bad too. But then you still got to pay for the kid that's now out in the street, who now becomes a gangbanger or becomes a criminal because he never had a real family or whatever abuse, and he was just just keeps on the same cycle all over again. But do you think? That in your perspective, from what you're saying, it sounds like people are going to start utilizing that their ways of looking things like us. Are they going to, for medical purposes, because there's been a lot coming out, I know you don't want to get into quantum physics, but there's been a lot of science coming out showing the correlation that they're finding out, and it, for some reason it hasn't really hit mainstream medicine, sort of funny, because I mean, I'm pretty up to date on quantum physics, but about using our thought patterns, the way we think directly affects our bodies and whatnot, and changing that. So the consultation that you're talking about, you know, it would be part of that too, changing instead of, you know, people who have, oh, I'm bipolar or I'm depressed. Well, you know, changing the way the person thinks a lot is a process. And that will be through therapy or a certain way people talk about it.
Well, that, I think, factors in with alternative health care. That's what I would lump in under alternative health care.
So that would fall in. Like I've had two past guests. Actually, I have three that have almost identical but different methodologies. And now, like, one is I had on a couple weeks ago, and she had an event. And now their USC has actually brought them in to help you to start teaching their way methods to help people. And then there's, I had a guest last week who's the same thing, but more toward the south, toward Orange County. And then I had another guest on in the Midwest near Michigan. Actually, I don't call it Midwest so much, but it was like the sort of the same thing. So it seems like this momentum of acceptance, if you want to call it, of an alternative way of dealing people psychologically, as opposed to just here's a drug for your depression for the week, you know.
I think that's what it's going to have to come down to, and I think that's where a lot of people are headed anyway, and it kind of ties in with the whole new spiritual movement where people are becoming more spiritual and more aware of their thoughts, because in my spiritual philosophy, your thoughts create your own reality, and if your reality is bad health, you know, negative people have bad luck and worse health, and sometimes you see good people fall prey to serious health issues and you go, what was the mitigating factor? And sometimes you have to really look beneath the surface, but usually there is something there. It was interesting you mentioned before about, you know, we were kind of using the welfare system as an analogy and coming back to what happens to the children. And this is one thing I put in my article. I think the ultimate people that are going to suffer through this healthcare program, as it shows up in the chart, are the children or our youth. Now, whether they get neglected in the current plan or it doesn't benefit them as well, or whether they have to pick up the pieces generations down the road, it looks like they're the ones that are going to be shortchanged in the immediate future. But hopefully this new crop of babies being born, these upcoming generations, will have a much more spiritual philosophy, and they'll embrace what you're saying, which is just getting off on the right track of being in, you know, a lot of the last few generations were coddled. Oh, you know, Ritalin came about, your kid was hyper, you give them a pill. I'm hoping that this next generation of kids will be brought up not like that, where they're given a drug for every single symptom that they have or hyperactive behavior. Whatever happened to good old-fashioned discipline? You know, yeah. I'm hoping that this generation will be a lot more enlightened, and as so they won't experience a lot of the health fallouts, because they'll know the difference between eating well. Eating habits factor in a lot, and you know, there's a lot of controversy over taxing foods that are supposedly determined to be bad for you, like the higher taxing of red meat, higher taxing of cigarettes, because all those things are bad supposedly. I'm not comparing cigarettes with red meat and lumping them in the same thing, but taxing that, so it makes it less affordable so people don't buy it. Now, is that, you know, a form of government regulation on what we can and cannot eat? Shouldn't it be a matter of common sense and the people should embrace that?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. The next thing is sort of funny you said that, because on the chart, because most people tend to be, instead of taking responsibility for themselves, they'll pass, and it's part of it's what's been put, you know, they feel, instead of taking ownership of their responsibility for taking what they need to do for themselves, and to some extent, you know, there should be, you know, a system to help just in case you fall and all that, I believe. But it seems to be a lot of people want to be told what to do. I mean, people rather be sheep as opposed to be rams. They like to be. And they like to be, and one reason why is when something goes down wrong, then they can go, oh, see, it was that president or this president or that Congress.
They don't have to take responsibility for themselves.
Exactly, and they always pull themselves away from the responsibility of everything. They're quickly to blame, and because they have the skies, you know, and it's easy because then you don't ever have to take responsibility for your own actions. You can. You know, it's like, oh, well, I'm like this because my parents. I'm like this because of this. You know, they come off that edge. I'm like this because of my color, my race, my religion, my situation. It's consistently the same thing. You know, there are, you know, there are obviously people born in different situations, and I don't want to get into the spiritual side because I believe we do choose our lives. There are no victims, they're all volunteers on the spiritual realm, and you really look over the reality of everything. But in this realm, people tend to want to jump in and not take responsibility and like the idea of having that security blanket and whatnot. I mean, there's an area, like in Israel, and I lived in Israel for, they had a system when they first, Israel was being developed, well, one of the times when they're being developed, called a kibbutz, and people probably hear that term kibbutz. And what it is, kibbutz is really like a very communal, communistical form of a community. And when I was there, this is when I was a volunteer, I was living there, this is when I was going to school there just for like a year, and I met my ex there in that time, back in 77, 78. I noticed that there was one thing I saw really quickly, that they had a security blanket. They felt comfortable, that they felt like they liked being told what to do as a collective. And that was the fallback, because then they didn't have to take responsibility as an individual for their own things. And I think that diminishes somebody's own individuality to think for themselves. It's sort of like, this is what the problem with socialism and communism, it takes away the individual's right, as opposed to the other one takes completely everything, you know, and as much as people think capitalism does it, it actually does the same thing, and just a different methodology. But, and I think it's coming to terms, what you're saying is people are going to have to sense that we're all connected, we're heading to that direction, as a one humanity, one consciousness, even within our own house called the United States, that we're all different. And it seems that we're going to be heading into a situation where now we have to take responsibility for our own actions, yet we're being thrown this, like, a security blanket. And by taking a security blanket, you know, it comes with a price tag. And that security blanket is what you're talking about, is it can be detriment down the line to whoever it is. So is that what your analysis is, like, showing pretty much, or what?
Well, kind of. There's a lot of false optimism that surrounds us right now, you know, because we've always done well as a nation. We've always been a world leader. We've always been one of the forerunners in technology, and we're used to being like the biggest and the best. But now there's other nations that are, you know, have passed us with technology and are ahead of us spiritually, and we're kind of falling behind, but yet we still see ourselves as a superpower, which we are, and I'm not downplaying us, but we're not maybe as great as we think we are right now, and we're being taken down. And this is true for the whole world. It's not just true for the U.S., but everything's going to be taken way, way down in terms of the economy and stuff, and we're going to be really forced to look at ourselves and come out in a whole different way. There is a collective unity, the collective unconscious. We're all connected as one. But the best way to further that objective is to work on ourselves. It's okay to be selfish. You're no good to anybody else in a collective setting or otherwise unless you're on your top of your game. One of the things we see a lot in my profession, and you know, connected with spirituality, is people that always want to help others, and they're really out there going and telling other people what to do and writing books, and they're very revered. But when you look at their own lives, they're a mess, and they spend their time helping others and telling others what to do so they don't have to deal with their own issue. So I look to those people and I see it as kind of as a form of hypocrisy, and it kind of comes back to what you said earlier in the program. We can't be good to anybody else or any other nations until we get our own act together, and there's going to be a large push to do that, rebuild, refurbish, and that's where we need to be. We need to have that optimistic attitude, but the reality is I think it's going to be a lot harder than we expect at this point. We're really, like I said, our generation especially is really going to have to face some tough stuff, just because we've always, you know, we grew up with computers and cell phones, and, you know, things were pretty good. Now we're going to, you know, really have to know what it's like to struggle and to survive. And this next 3-month forecast is about us as a nation focusing on ourselves. I don't see a lot of foreign aid here. I don't see a lot of foreign help. I don't see a lot of foreign influence. It's really, truly up to us. And not bringing our children up or the next generation with a false sense of optimism, like, oh, it'll all be okay. It will be if we work hard and make it, but we can't just sit on our butts and expect things to happen as easily, as fluidly, as frequently as they have in past generations.
So what about, like, it basically is were you reiterating basically in a nutshell that basically we're, you know, what you're saying is basically, you know, everybody's going to be taking responsibility, removing the blanket, the security blanket, and learning to deal with themselves individually, but to realize how we're all connected. So it's basically heading to that direction. What do you, in your analysis for, I know you went into the economics of it and then the healthcare situation of it. What about, do you see any, what about the political demeanor of the country, where it's going to be heading to? Because it seems like pretty much people are I don't know if they're getting disenchanted or people are going to start waking up to realize that, to me, it feels like that people are going to start coming to a realization that whether you're the Democrats and Republicans, for example, in this country, or neocons or liberals or whatever you want to call it, are pretty much the same on the same coin, just sitting on different corners, and that we're just everybody's. It's like a game, you know. Everybody's just
exactly.
sitting there, and they're playing everybody off, or they're going behind the, you know, hey, look, we're fighting, and then they go behind the curtains, go, hey, buddy, hey, let's go golf. What
I
we really did.
Agree with you more. The analogy I use with my husband is professional wrestling. When you see professional wrestlers, you know, they always have these big rivalries, but then they hang out and, you know, they party together. It's all a show. It's all fake. And I so couldn't agree with you more.
Do you think that's becoming, because it seems like it's more and more, I'm watching people becoming more aware of it, and there's two sides of that. One, it can bring on an apathy, which it happened during the 90s to some extent, or toward policies and then just let everybody take care of, you know, whatever? Or is it going to do people really engage and take responsibility and says, you know what? You know, we're going to have to do something about this status quo of the system. Do you think, because if it does, see, because I believe that there's the key of all this stuff has to do with energy, you know, which is a whole other thing. But do you think people are going to come to realization of really dealing with facing up to?
I don't think we're going to come to it within the next 3 months, because we're only dealing with a 3 month forecast. There's still so much that's going on behind the scenes. Things are going to be shook up, though. Uranus factors pretty prominently in a lot of the configurations, and Uranus is the planet of the unconventional. That's why it lends to alternative healthcare. Mm-hmm. But Uranus also shakes things up. Uranus is the shocking and the unexpected, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the down low, behind the scenes, secret enemies, secret things. The ruler of the entire chart for this equinox is Venus, and Venus falls in the 12th house, which is the hidden. But Uranus also opposes the 12th house, so yeah, I think some things will be exposed. I like that term or word better. Will be exposed. There's this other predominant element in the chart where things can get sugar-coated or glossed over. And don't forget, Andy, people only see what they want to see. You can put something right in somebody's face. It's apparently obvious, but if they want to look at it with rose-colored glasses, they will. And there's a lot of that going on within the collective psyche where people aren't really ready for the truth, like that Jack Nicholson movie, like you can't handle the truth. They can't. So they see it the way they want to see it. They indoctrinate their children that way when the reality, like you said, is being exposed every day. And I think you will see some of that. Do I think people are going to come to the realization within the next 3 months? No. I think there's a lot of people that are going to bury their heads in the sand and, you know, deal with only what they can handle. Because right now people are going too much through so much personal adversity, a lot of times that they can barely handle their own situation. So if they can't even rely on their government, you know, where does that leave us? But I think eventually we will become a nation where we don't have a lot of faith in our government. That's kind of been declining since Kennedy was shot anyway. But I think it's going to become even more apparent, and we are going to have to become self-reliant. But there still has to be some sort of infrastructure, some sort of organization, so we don't run amok. You know, we can't have a vigilante system where we just govern ourselves. There has to be something that holds us together. But, yes, we will eventually, it's going to come out where we have to be more independent and stick up for our own rights. But you're right, there's going to be some very unexpected surprises. I see it more in relation to the healthcare issue, but also things going on with the economy. And what's going to be presented by the government or the powers that be is a very let's get up and go, America. Let's do it. We can do it. And the word that I wrote all over my chart was false optimism. We're really
so they're basically going to do the thing. In a way, they did that during the 30s. Actually, FDR. The thing was they tried to do. If you look, they're so famous. All the, you know, well, you know, the from the New Deal to everything. And, you know, we're going to go get them. And, you know, they had this, they consistently kept on putting out these information to basically to try to instill some sort of optimism no matter what the situation. Which sort of is ironic because people don't realize what really end up getting us out of the recession, the depression in that time was actually the war, and it was sort of funny. It's the irony of it was the amount of spending that went into the war was what saved the economy. And I know people don't like to, hey, you spend, but that's a whole different thing. That's, I don't want to get into the monetary system because it's just a whole nother deal. But now, what about on the persona of people themselves? It seems like are they going to change? Do you see there's the opportunity for people changing? It seems like it's being pushed to change the circumstances to recognize their like I said, being stripped of the material in order to face their spiritual.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a large movement now. Maybe it's just because I'm a part of it and I'm aware of it, that I see it. And it has a lot to do with the ascension process, and we won't get into that either. If you're interested in reading on it, you can go on my website, zodiacbuzz.com. Under my links, you can go on Emerging Earth Angels and read about the ascension process. And it is about the higher souls that are getting this from the spiritual perspective and letting go of the material and rising above, if you will. And then there's the lower vibrational souls that are holding on to the past, holding on to what they know, and they're losing their jobs, they're losing their homes because they're not willing to embrace a new philosophy, and there's going to be a really marked division between the two. But within that, we have to work alongside each other. You know, the ruler of this chart is Libra because the sun's in Libra, and Libra is partnership. But rather than partnering as a nation with, foreign countries, we have to partner internally with ourselves. And it's going to take a lot of charm, a lot of creativity, and a lot of ingenuity to really bring about change. And a lot of people think change is a dirty word. It's not. If you don't change things, the universe will effectively change them for you and will change things for you. And what you might see is just, you know, Mother Nature, more natural causes, natural disasters, things like that, forcing, you know, the earth itself to make changes. People have been talking for years about California falling into the ocean. I don't know how you feel about that since you moved back to LA, but you know, that's been long predicted. Do I think it's going to happen in our lifetime? Probably not, but you're going to see some big global changes. You've seen it in the weather, you know, it's going on that kind of a level. And you know, it scares people because that kind of stuff is beyond our control.
Right. Well, I think there's some serious stuff's going to happen on the east side, actually, more than so on the west side, that's going to catch people off. Like what you're saying about California, actually, my gut feeling is telling me something serious is going to happen on the east side, because they're not expecting, but everybody thinks of California, it's going to be on the other side of the coast. And then I also think that the Mississippi is going to widen out to such a degree that's people are going to freak out. I mean, it's not even going to be, I mean, it's almost like separating the continent, you know, and it's going to happen real fast. You know, all the floods
are
going to grow and grow.
A lot faster nowadays than it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Things happen fast, and you have to apply that to your thought process. If you're a negative person doing negative things, it's going to impact you very fast, very negatively. At the same time, if you're a really positive person with a spiritual approach, taking responsibility for yourself, you have the power and the ability to manifest great things a lot quicker. You won't have to work 20 years for it. It'll happen fast, 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 if you believe in it. That's my own personal philosophy.
Now, what about, what do you think about, we know the changing dynamics, like we were talking about physical, I'm just curious about, they've always talked about polar shifts and the movement of the polars. Is that part of what the situation with the energies of change with Pluto? I mean, how does that affect in astrology? You know, because if the polars are slowly shifting, and that changes where the spin of the Earth, which spins affects the direction where the, I guess, the correlation from particularly wherever you are. Wouldn't that affect your astrology as well, the matrix of astrology?
It would, because the whole premise of astrology is that each planet, and we include the sun and the moon as planets, has an effect on the Earth. Each planet holds a different energy. We've been talking a lot about Pluto. Pluto holding a lot of energy that has to do with it's the same analogy would be like nuclear energy, very intense, very powerful. The moon has always affected us through crop cycles, through tides, through female cycles. The moon has been a big effect on us. We apply a different energy to each planet, and based on their proximity to Earth is usually how profound and how fast it is felt. We feel the sun changes signs every month. We have a different sun sign that affects us because the sun is relatively close to the Earth as opposed to, say, Pluto. Mars, Venus, Mercury, they're considered to be the personal planets. They're closest to Earth. They have a more immediate effect on us. Where the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, their energies felt profoundly, but over a long period of time, it takes to intense. So if the polarity shifts and moves the planets around, then I don't know if it'll change the energy so much of what we associate with each planet, but maybe its intensity or how its effect or felt. Mercury is very close to Earth. That's why when it appears to go backward and retrograde, we experience that so much on Earth. People, Mercury retrograde. We feel it because it's that close.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto we feel too, but it's because it's intense, but it takes a lot longer to have its effect.
Oh, okay, because it's so far. Okay, I understand. Now, people out there who might be skeptical of astrology and stuff like that, they should know that even now, right now, it's gone full swing, even like in quantum physics, showing the matrix of energy, the expansion of the sun, of its electromagnetic energies, how it's people look at things of the gravitational elements, but there's a fact now that they now know the electromagnetic energies projected from each planet and system, that includes the moon, has directly affected us individually. They now know this, that it's affecting our DNA, that affects all chemistry within the world, you know, whatever, you know, on this world and others. They're also finding how it's all interrelated, that now it's gone full swing. That's sort of ironic, because I know from astrology, from its inception, one of their inceptions, which is sort of where part of it is from the Kabbalah and I Ching, from east to the west, to the Egyptians, the Sumerians, the esoterics across the world, even in this world, have found that now what they have been saying about the planetary systems and the effects and why they did certain things, and according to the zodiac, now they're finding out, you know what, they were right. So it's sort of ironic now that we're going full swing and it's coming to being. And it's not ironic. It's sort of funny how people used to, many leaders have utilized astrology as an advising method for whatever it is. I mean, even Ronald Reagan utilized it, JFK, Nixon. And even the bad ones, I don't even want to mention their names because I don't want to give them credence. But I mean, well, who would say what's bad? But I mean, all leaders and a lot of people have utilized in the charts from thousands of years. And it's sort of funny now, though, that it's in mainstream, it's put down, but now it's becoming more acknowledged as being a reality even in the sciences. So, and look, retrospect, getting to the nitty-gritty, because we've got to come down to the head here. What is your summary for the next 3 months? And then
we're on our own. As a nation, as a country, we're on our own. We're going to have to band together as Americans, which is, you know, in the worst of circumstances, one of the positive things that come out of it is that people do band together. So you might see a lot more unity within the country, even though, you know, we're pretty good that way anyway, but you've seen disasters where, you know, in just little individual communities where neighbors come together to help each other, it's going to be on a bigger picture where we're not going to be able to look for foreign aid and other people to bail us out. We're going to have to rely on ourselves and our own resources. And as you pointed out, really take responsibility for ourselves. My best analogy for this is when you're on an airplane and the oxygen mask comes down, that always says help yourself before you help your child. Your instinct is to help somebody else. Help yourself first, because you can't be good to anybody else until you're good to yourself. So if we all work on self-improvement, we'll help the collective as a whole, because as we raise our vibration, we raise the vibration of those around us. And as a country, as a nation, as we rebuild, and we're going to do a lot of rebuilding as we keep getting torn back down, the more we can do to improve ourselves, the better off we'll be to everybody else. But the focus has to stay closer to home, and we can't delude ourselves. We can't just put on rose-colored glasses and ignore the problems. They have to be dealt with. And as we deal with reality, we'll make the more we deal with reality, the more progress we will make. And do you mind if I just tell your listeners how to contact me for a private consultation if they want to get more into their own charts or know what's going on in their life? You can reach me at zodiacbuzz.com, or you can email me at Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, at zodiacbuzz.com. I also have a 1-800 number that's accessible from anywhere in the world. It's a toll-free call if you want a consultation. Again, all my prices are on my website, zodiacbuzz.com, under consultations. And that number is 866-395-1340. Again, 866-395-1340. That isn't an open line to just ask questions. That's if you want to call and book a consultation with me. I'm also on MySpace. I'm on Andy's MySpace. It's MySpace/KFezza, F-E-Z-Z-A. And thank you, Andy, for having me on the show. And
yeah, it's been a pleasure once again. And I guess until we hit to the winter solstice, or what do they call the winter then? What's not called the solstice? What do they call it?
Summer solstice, winter solstice, I believe. That's
okay, the winter solstice.
Let's look at that. That's in December. I can give you an exact date. Just bear with me. I should know all this, but I don't have all these little details memorized. It is the winter solstice, and it occurs on December 21st this year when the sun enters Capricorn. And that energy is going to be really intense because the sun, when it enters Capricorn, will be exactly next to Pluto. So look for a lot of things to happen around the end of this year.
Well, hopefully we'll have you back again then to elaborate on that. And everybody out there, do please contact Kerry for an analysis. I'm telling you, she is phenomenal. Got her information. It's on my site as well as zodiacbuzz.com. And Kerry, thank you. Thank you for coming on my show. It's been an honor to have you, of course, on my show. And with that, I am going to close with, some Ruby Friedman here and Orchestra. And that will be just hanging around. And God bless you all and have a lustrous weekend as God, the firemen are on their way here. Anyway.
I think that's my end. Sorry. Thank you, Andy, for having me on the show.
Yeah, take care. And again, God bless you all, and hang around with Ruby Friedman. God bless you.
I'm busier than you are, so don't expect a call. Everybody wants some, but no one gets it all. So I'm tired, I wonder, why am I afraid of it all? That's why I let you hang around. You cut the pain in half.
Yeah, trust me, y'all, trust me when I tell you this is all heart, y'all. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, peoples? This is The Worderer, and you can check out my flavor at TheWorderer.com. And I just love listening to the biggest internet radio network on the planet. You heard me? The planet. Yeah, BBS Radio. Because if it ain't mainstream, then it's gotta be on BBSRadio.com.
It's on BBSRadio.com.